How do you parent an adult? While the bookstores are filled with advice on how to care for babies and raise children, very little has been written about how to adjust when your kids get older, into their 20s and 30s. Helping to fill that gap is Lawrence Steinberg, author of the new book, You and Your Adult Child, How to Grow Together in Challenging Times. Lawrence is a professor of psychology and neuroscience at Temple University who specialized in parent-child relationships for much of his 45-year career, and he joins us now to share five big ideas from his book.
This is Lawrence Steinberg, the author of You and Your Adult Child, How to Grow Together in Challenging Times. I'm a professor of psychology and neuroscience at Temple University. I specialize in psychological development during adolescence and young adulthood, and I've been doing research, writing, and teaching about this age period for nearly 50 years. I'm going to share with you five of the key insights from the book, which I think will help parents with kids in their 20s and 30s better understand them and build a stronger relationship with them. Insight number one is, parenting never ends. The idea for this book wasn't mine. It came from folks at AARP, the national organization that supports and advocates for adults who are 50 and older. AARP had been hearing more and more from members who said they needed help with parenting their adult children. Many were unsure of what their role should be now that their child was grown. A lot of them were surprised by how difficult parenting was during this time. They were unprepared. They had assumed that the tough part of parenting was over now that their child was no longer a teenager. They hadn't realized that young adulthood brings its own set of challenges for parents and were searching for resources to turn to. AARP has had a long-standing relationship with Simon & Schuster and approached the publisher with the suggestion that they do a book for parents with adult children. Luckily for me, the person they pitched the idea to had edited my last book. He reached out to me to ask if I was interested in taking on the project, and I jumped at the chance. I had been thinking and writing about how adolescence was getting longer and the implications of delayed adulthood for young people's development, but I hadn't thought about the consequences of this change for their parents. That's the impetus for this book. The more parents I spoke with, the more I came to see that they were surprised to discover that parenting never ends. But they're unsure of what their role should be. Today's parents, unlike the previous generations, have been deeply involved in their children's lives. They searched for a preschool as if it was a life or death decision. They assiduously attended back-to-school nights and soccer games. They edited, maybe even wrote, their kids' college application essays. And they stayed in touch, maybe even several times a day, after their child went off to college. They wonder whether this degree of involvement is appropriate now that their child is an adult, and they find it hard to break old habits. Insight number two is delayed adulthood. Times have changed. It takes young people longer than ever to make the transition into the conventional roles of adulthood. Starting a career, developing a long-term committed romantic relationship, becoming financially independent, establishing their own residence, becoming a parent. How much longer does this transition take today than it did a generation ago? I used government statistics to compare the length of the transition into adulthood today with what it had been when their parents were making the same passage. For purposes of comparison, I used the age of college graduation to mark the beginning of their transition and the age at which people start a family to mark its completion. I know that not everyone graduates from college or becomes a parent, but most people do, and I needed a way to quantify the length of the transition into adulthood in two different generations, and this seemed like a reasonable way to go. Today, it takes the average middle-class young adult about 13 years to go from college graduation to starting a family. It took the average person in their parents' generation about 8 years. In other words, the transition into adulthood today is more than 50% longer than it was a generation ago. Now, some people take this as a sign that young people have been coddled and that they don't really want to grow up, that they'd prefer to have their parents continue to support them while they take their time growing into adulthood. Personally, I don't think this is the case, nor do I think there are any scientific studies that support this view. I think the main reason for delayed adulthood is the way in which the labor force has changed. As I explain in the book, entry-level jobs require more education and training than they did in the past, which prolongs young people's financial dependence on their parents. In turn, this delays starting a career, getting married, setting up a household, and becoming a parent. And this is all compounded by the large and widening gap between salaries and the cost of housing. Today, more young people live with their parents than was the case at the beginning of the 20th century, even at the height of the Great Depression. This is now the most common living arrangement for people in their 20s. But because it's a relatively recent development, at least in the United States, both generations are struggling to figure out how to make this living arrangement work. I call the third insight, when I was your age. One of the most common questions I get from parents with adult children is whether their child is floundering. It's only natural for parents to gauge their grown child's progress by comparing what their child has accomplished with where they, the parents, were when they were the same age. And when they do this, it's only natural for parents to gauge their grown child's progress by comparing what their child has accomplished with where they, the parents, were when they were the same age. And when they do this, it looks like their child is taking a much longer time to become an adult than they did. But because times have changed, the comparison doesn't work. It takes more time and more money to become an adult these days. If parents don't realize this, they're apt to worry that it's taking longer than they expected it would for their child to find themselves, become self-sufficient, settle down with someone, and start a family. Many parents are concerned about this. They're perplexed and confused. Some parents are worried that something is wrong. Others are annoyed that they are expected to assist their child financially longer than they had bargained for. In the book, I try to allay some of these concerns and show parents that it's normal for people to take longer to get their career off the ground, become financially independent, get married, and start a family. My advice is that if parents insist on judging their child's progress by using the timetable that they followed when they were growing up, they need to make an adjustment for today's circumstances and compare how their child is doing today with how they were doing when they were 5 years younger than their child's age. In other words, if you are worried that your 30-year-old is taking too long to grow up, you should compare where they are with where you were when you were 25. Parents worry a lot that their grown kid is taking a long time to finish college, is having difficulty getting a career off the ground, is still unattached with few prospects for marriage, and has moved back home. Across each of these realms, I try to help parents figure out whether their child is floundering or right on track in today's world. The fourth insight is bite your tongue. We know that there are two periods in children's lives when they really strive to establish and demonstrate their independence: toddlerhood and early adolescence. These are often trying times for parents. Their toddler is always saying no, even in response to their simplest requests. Their teenager argues with them about everything and debates the most trivial things ad nauseum. Experts understand that what's going on during these stages isn't oppositionalism or defiance, but a reflection of the child's normal need to individuate from their parents. The toddler wants to show their parents and themselves that they're an individual with a will of their own. The adolescent wants to prove that they have their own opinions, which don't always align with their parents, and they have the right to express them. Well, as I was thinking about adult children and their parents, it occurred to me that there's a third struggle over autonomy that occurs around age 30. At this age, The young adult wants to prove to their parents and to themselves that they're capable of being a competent adult on their own, without relying on their parents. One way in which they show this is by rejecting their parents' advice and becoming annoyed when their parents try to give it. This is hard for many parents to take, because a lot of them have been very involved in their kids' life all along. And now that same person is saying, "I don't want you to be so involved anymore." It's important for parents to remind themselves that when their adult child acts this way, it's not about them. It's their way of expressing their need for independence. It's important for parents to remind themselves that when your child acts this way, it's not about you. It's their way of expressing their need for independence. When I told someone that I was working on this book, he joked that the leading cause of death among parents with adult children was a loss of blood from repeated laceration of the tongue. My advice is that unless your child is about to do something that will cause grave and irreparable harm to themselves, their partner, or their child, keep your opinion to yourself. The final insight I'd like to share is called challenging times. When I use that phrase in the book's subtitle, I mean it in two ways. That the 20s and 30s are challenging times for young adults and their parents, and that the times we live in are incredibly challenging. People are especially vulnerable to mental health problems in adolescence and young adulthood. This is the most common period of life, when problems like depression and substance abuse make their first appearance. There are two reasons for this. First, as neuroscientists have discovered, the brain is still highly malleable, or plastic, during this stage of development, especially during the teens and early 20s. As a consequence, experiences have a more pronounced effect on the brain during this period than during childhood or later in adulthood. And this makes people relatively more likely to be adversely affected by stress. Second, because of all the transitions that are taking place during this time, young adulthood is a period when people are exposed to an awful lot of stress. Think of all the major life changes that take place during this stage: finishing college, starting a career, finding a partner, setting up a household, becoming a parent. Moreover, the financial strains that young people face these days make what is an inherently demanding time all that more stressful, not to mention the pandemic, the Great Recession, climate change. It's a long list. I think many parents don't recognize just how hard it is to be in your 20s or 30s these days. Let me close with a quick anecdote. When I was recording the audiobook version of You and Your Adult Child, I worked closely with two young people in their late 20s, a producer and a sound engineer. They listened carefully to me as I read the book and had me pause periodically to retake sentences that just didn't sound right. Hearing me narrate the book was their first exposure to its content. And separately, each of them told me that their parents needed to read the book because they really didn't understand them. I wrote this book for parents, but I think that indirectly, it will benefit their adult children too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the book.
Thank you, Lawrence. That was Lawrence Steinberg with 5 big ideas from You and Your Adult Child: How to Grow Together in Challenging Times. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.